Please input your access code followed by the pound key. At the tone, please record your name for announcement to the call organizer and then press the pound key to enter your conference. You will now enter the conference.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. It's Betty. How are you?
Good, Betty. You have a good day, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.
Good morning.
Good morning, Char. It's Betty.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Has arrived. Okay, does that mean that this is the third person on? Were you on by yourself, Betty?
Steve had just come in to say hi and goodbye.
Okay. All right, well, we're on the road. Traveling, so I don't know how much background noise I've got. I've got a little whistle if anything's in our fan now that we haven't had before, so.
Always something, huh?
Yeah, there's always something, isn't there, when you're... I was going to say when you're traveling, but it doesn't matter whether you're traveling or not. Who else joined us?
Hi, Chad. This is Dottie.
Oh, good morning, Dottie. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Looking old.
Has arrived.
We're cleaning out the attic, and I found baby cards that I had when the babies were only first born, and I'm going through cards. It's really pretty cool.
And those things are kind of fun. I did some of that before I left them. I didn't dig that deep, so.
Oh, goodness. You know, you hate to throw them out, but you know you have to, so.
Yeah, some of it anyway. That's for sure. Who else just joined?
It's me. Where are you?
If it's you where you are?
Where are you?
Oh, okay.
Where are the mountains?
Southern Oregon.
You haven't gotten very fast.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to do disaster control. Jenny's taking the curves a little faster than what is setting will take the space.
When did you leave?
You know what's happening. It's, I've lost coverage because there'll be a spot in here where it's going to be questionable for a while. Did you ask me something else, Nancy?
When did you leave?
Oh, not till about 6 last night. Actually, a little bit later because we had some stuff since we were going out, so that were last-minute things. Everything's
okay.
Last-minute things. The last 3 days are last-minute things.
Sometimes when you get to out of town, you wonder if it's worth all the work.
Yeah, but once we're on the road, we
Once you leave, it's okay. Yeah. And once you get there, you're fine. It's all that stuff before.
Well, I like the in-between stuff, but it's just getting it to the point of actually, you know, you're out the driveway and you don't have to go back because you haven't forgotten anything or you have done it for the last time, like sometimes happens too.
Yeah.
Anyway. And so, missed a couple mornings there. Sorry about that. It's just, that's the interruption. The more people you bring into your life close, the more you realize that there's pros and cons of that also.
That's true.
The blessings sometimes turn into challenges for Lisa.
It sounds like you're talking about your new friend.
Actually, yeah. Well, actually, more than one, so. Some are on the property and some are not on the property. So, anyway, that has been a highlight. I heard Roger Drummer say something the other day that I've done, and he says I'm not in favor of it, but he says it is a way out, and I guess I did the same thing in a way when you when you cut situations where you're pushing the really pushing the sleep issue. I guess that's where I disregard the eating every couple of hours. And say, you can do yourself, your body a favor and give it something to run on that's healthy. And then the other biggest factor that I believe to be true, because I really watched that this time as we were getting down to the wire, and that is the amount of water. And I was amazed, and I'm working on my exercise all this time too, and I was amazed that what you can do and how you can feel, and the only repercussions of it were actually the muscles are very much stressed while I started an exercise program and didn't know when to quit or how to do more stretches, I guess, would have helped. And that's the 28 round trip, or what did I figure, 28, 14 is, what's 3 times 14? Add another 50.
42.
42, okay. If I go from top to bottom, 42 steps. I'm not quite, I don't quite have that into my daily routine for the amount of times up and down, and so it's showing in the calf of the leg. It's the only place where it's really showing. So, I guess the moral to the story is, if you can spread it out,
it's arrived.
You would definitely be a little bit better on that. How loud is the background noise, guys?
It's okay, so. Wear your cardios?
Pardon?
Are you able to wear your cardios, guys?
Yeah, but not for that, I would, not for that.
No, I'm just thinking, you know, if you are unable to do exercise, sometimes just wearing those does help for your everyday task of running around.
Okay, just leaving, I did miss what came in after that to get them out.
For just your everyday running, you know, for your running around that you're doing to get ready, just wearing the cardios is better than not.
Right, right. And I had them on part of the time, but not enough to make up the difference, obviously,
yeah,
of what was happening. So, and there was a push on some of the paper stuff before that, before I left, so that probably offset it. You're right. Boy, you really have to think this stuff through.
Oh, yeah, and I, you know, on days when I don't get on the bike,
Anita, it's arrived.
I do try to remember to put my cardios on.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot outside, and I hadn't been wearing my outside cardio too, so that would have made a difference. It's amazing, and you know, sometimes you do these things by accident, and they turn out great. You realize you've done them, and then there's other times that you need the reminder so that the verbal reminder of what to do the next time that did work and not get yourself back into a situation where you've been, you know, not so good on it. So having talked about the food as much as we did, you know, there were a couple of things that I came across that popped into my mouth, but not anything that, you know, was enough that it really threw me off. That you can hear that. Right?
You're doing okay.
I'm doing okay. You can hear my voice over the top of it. I'm afraid to put it on speaker because you'll get all the background stuff. So, and I don't know where my earplug is, so it's not comfortable against my face, but that's okay. Anybody have any comments or questions?
I just want to mention that I got in my mail yesterday a request for a donation for the American Heart, and there were two recipe bookmarks in them. One was a slow cooker pumpkin oatmeal, and they used steel-cut oats and put in some canned solid-packed pumpkin, not the pie filling. Sounds like an interesting diversion.
Wow.
I was ever done.
You know, that's a great idea, flavor-wise. You know, I don't know whether there's a huge nutritional value, but just for variety.
Well, according to this, and they have other things in here that we wouldn't use, like fat-free half and half and some brown sugar, da-da-da. But 6.5 grams of fat, and it could be coming from that. They have walnuts on top and raisins. Other than that, it's just spices and water. 44 sodium, 70 carbs. So, you know, with the raisins and the pumpkin and the brown sugar and the oats. And fiber is 11, sugars was 33, protein is 10. So I just thought, it was, you know, the way we make it, we could add some pumpkin and see how we'd like it.
Can you read down through that?
Yeah. Now, this is for a slow cooker, which some of us don't have. They say cooking spray. You know what? I have to come back on and do it. Somebody's at my door. I'll be back in a couple
okay.
minutes.
Okay. That sounds like a good recipe, and I've got a small slow cooker, so when I run out of the cereal that we've got, that would be a good recipe to try, although I'll have to get pumpkin from the store. Had I known, I could have put in, because I canned a couple of years ago, big batches of pumpkin, because we had, and squash that I would count as pumpkin. We had them plentiful in the garden this year. We had a few, but not like we did before. A little late in getting things planted. Well, and weather. I'm not going to take the full blame. We had a slow start on spring, so there's a few in there. Anybody else have a comment or question?
Now, I heard of using pumpkin in oatmeal, too.
And was it slow crock also?
Now, that one was, and I think they just mixed it in when they, you know, when you made it up, so I don't remember anymore. It's been a while back. So I thought, that was interesting because they're supposed to have quite a bit of nutrition, vitamins and stuff in the pumpkin, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm just not sure. You know, the darker, the deeper the color, that would definitely indicate. I'm just, you know, trying to think it through. The sucanat, if you needed one or needed a little more sweetener, the sucanat would be good. The raisins would give it the extra sweetener.
I was going to say, I would think the raisins would, you know, sweeten it up some, so.
Right. We're used to having a little bit of raisins in the granola we put on top, but we're also used to having the texture of the apple.
Yeah.
And I guess you could still use apple on it, too. It would take away from the flavor of the pumpkin. But I think depending on how much is in there, which you could put quite a bit in, actually, it's not like making a pumpkin pie that's going to make it too runny when it's used as part of the liquid.
So to speak. Did you ever make it?
Oh, no, I haven't.
The thing with your cinnamon and nutmeg and stuff in there.
Yeah, that would be.
We stayed with a cousin of mine last Thursday night, and she made baked oatmeal for breakfast on Friday morning. I didn't get her recipe, but she had raisins and chopped apple in it. That was good.
Well, another one we used to use, which you could do some replacement, I wouldn't do it like it was then, was they substituted for the water apple juice concentrate, or apple juice, I don't remember which. Either one, I'd probably just use apple juice concentrate and use a small amount. But they substitute the whole amount of water, which made it really sweet. I mean, it was like a dessert. It was so sweet to me.
Yeah, it
was. It was good. It would be good if you wanted that flavor to use part of it, and then you would not want to use so much of the raisins and the other stuff. But again, you're getting a pretty high sugar content if you use very much.
Yeah.
Just different ways of changing it around, you know. Again, I wouldn't get hooked on that because it's sugar than you need, and coming from other forms like your whole apples, your fresh apples, and berries or whatever else you're using on it are a much better choice.
A couple of years ago, I experimented with some juices instead of olive water, and oh no, it was a diversion for a little while. You want me to read the recipe?
Yeah, let's see. I might miss it and have to get it later, but go ahead and try it.
Okay. 2 cups of uncooked steel-cut oats. 1/2 cup of firmly packed light brown sugar. 1.5 tablespoons ground cinnamon.
1.5 tablespoons of ground cinnamon, okay.
3/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg.
3/4 of nutmeg. Okay.
Right. 1 cup canned solid packed pumpkin, not pie filling. Six cups of water. Is that the same ratio we use, 2 to 3? 2 to 6?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. 1 cup of fat-free 1/2 and 1/2.
They're putting that right in then, huh?
Oh, wait. Yeah. 1 cup of raisins. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Then for the topping, 2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons light brown sugar.
Okay, two teaspoons of light brown sugar?
2 tablespoons plus 2 teaspoons.
Oh, plus 2 teaspoons, okay.
So eight teaspoons if you want to do it that way.
Yeah.
This is another one. 1/4 cup plus 1 tablespoon and 1 teaspoon chopped walnuts. Give me a break.
1/4.
Cup plus 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon.
Oh, my. Yep.
It's arrived.
And 1 teaspoon of what now is this?
Chopped walnuts. Make sure that you have the right amount of those.
Jeez.
That's funny.
Yeah, it is.
Lightly spray, and I don't know why. I don't have a slow cooker. 3.5 to 4 quart slow cooker with cooking spray. Is that something you need to do usually?
I do a little bitty one, but not the rest of it. So.
Okay.
Okay, what did you say you did sometimes, Juanita?
I said I spray. I've got a little one, but it sticks to the bottom if I don't spray the bottom. I usually, you know, spray the bottom and then wipe it out with a paper towel or something so there's not very much, but it keeps it from sticking, so.
Yeah, you know, that, actually, I've never done that, but mine sticks actually on the sides, too. Spray inside of cooker with, I'm going to write that down.
Cooking spray. It says that the pants kept and smelly overall does smell good while it's cooking. The pumpkin spice cereal cooks as you sleep, so all you need to do is sprinkle it with brown sugar and walnuts. Anyway, in a large bowl, stir together the oats, half a cup of brown sugar, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
So it's
the first four.
First four, okay.
Stir in the pumpkin. Now, when I make my oatmeal, I do it different than this. Gradually stir in the water and half and half. I guess you could, if you wanted to.
You know, I would use cashew cream.
Cashew cream.
For that, yeah.
Yeah, because I do that all the time. I mean, that's my regular.
Oh, stir in the raisins and vanilla.
Okay, add, and then stir in. Okay, the add is the water and the...
Well, gradually stir in the water and half and half.
Okay, and then stir in the...
raisins and vanilla.
I probably wouldn't go to all this extent, but...
Yeah. Ladle the mixture into the slow cooker.
Okay, the raisins go in too, right?
Yeah, I was surprised about that.
Okay, so down to the raisins.
Everything, and a vanilla.
Okay. Oh, and the...
Stir in the raisins and the...
Okay, the vanilla's... Where was the vanilla? Did I put that down?
Teaspoon after
the... Oh, yeah. A teaspoon. Okay, got it. I did get it.
Ladle the mixture into the slow cooker. Cook covered on low, 7.5 to 8.5 hours.
7.5 hours to 8.5 hours.
Serve topped with the remaining brown sugar and walnuts. Then they have a cook's tip. Refrigerate any leftover oatmeal for up to 3 days. That doesn't sound like a very long time.
Well, I do. Mine runs a whole lot longer. And I'll tell you one thing about the milk that I'm doing. I cannot believe the holding value of the milk with the cashews added into it.
Wow.
I always date my stuff anyway. But I started paying attention to the date. And I was going almost double the length of time with the fresh cashews worked into it.
Hmm.
So it must be the slowing down of the process with the better fat or else. There's something else in there that I'm not realizing what it is that is working a whole lot better to prolong the life of it in the refrigerator.
I was wondering.
I haven't.
No, since they say 3 days, I wondered if the pumpkin had any effect on that.
Well, that could be too, but you know, who's to say that they've ever really tried it on how long it would keep? Because when my milk sours, all it does is go into my pancakes, and I've done it repeatedly over and over. Something that's cooked when you go to use it.
Okay.
Just a second, I'm gonna put this on speaker.
Anyway, it says, put the desired amount in a microwavable bowl, cover it, and reheat the nuke to 100% power high, adding a bit of fat-free milk as necessary for the desired consistency. I'd use water for thinning it also. The chilled oatmeal will have thickened. Cook's tip on steel-cut oats. Steel-cut oats, also known as bush oats or pinhead oats, are better than other oats for use in slow cooker recipes because they can withstand the longer cooking time without getting mushy. This is from the American Heart Association cookbook, 8th edition.
Well, you know that. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, now you see why there's so many carbs and sugars in this.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I would use a little bit of sucanat in it if you really need more sweetness. With the amount of raisins that are in there, I'm just trying to think what I would do to get a little
or texture in it. The only thing that comes to my mind, and I think you may have been away from the phone, is the is apple.
I put blueberries in mine when I make it, and I do put walnuts because they're good.
Yeah, but I'm talking about with the pumpkin. You haven't done pumpkin with blueberries.
I haven't done pumpkin.
I was just trying to think walnuts would be a great plus on that.
Yeah, I always put walnuts in my oatmeal.
Just a second.
You could probably add chia seeds even.
75, 25 gallons. Okay. Did I tell them you want to be your rerun or not? Okay. I'll check. Just a sec. Hold on. I've got this.
I don't know what it tastes like.
Where's this recipe from, Nancy?
I got the request for donation for the American Heart yesterday, and I had two bookmarks with two recipes. The other one was a chicken recipe. But I thought, you know, this sounded interesting. I've never considered putting pumpkin in my oatmeal.
I think that sounds great.
And I don't know what the difference is between what pie filling and the other pumpkin that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there's a difference.
What size slow cooker? Well, I just have one size, so I guess. Whatever you use.
It doesn't say, but it has to obviously do. I don't have a slow cooker, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It has to obviously accommodate all this.
Right. No, I have a good size one, so
yeah,
it's been a while.
Yeah, 2 cups of water and a cup of half and half, mm-hmm. and the 2 cups of steel cut.
So I've never noticed on the can of pumpkin, because I don't buy it very often, it's a solid packed pumpkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably.
And I know that this specifically will say it's for pies.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one says pot. I think it says solid pack on. I've seen it on some of them. I don't know if all of the brands put it that way, but I know it definitely says for pies. But
I know that there are pumpkins specifically grown for pie, because when we went to get pumpkins for the seeds around Halloween, the guy said, no, those are for pumpkins. Those are for pies. So they do grow pumpkins, they're specific pie pumpkins.
Yeah, they're a smaller pumpkin. They have more pumpkin flavor, but they have no sweetness whatsoever.
Oh, that's interesting.
And that's probably one of the reasons, if you're using a squash like a sweet meat or even probably into the Hubbard family, you're going to have a different level there. So you might find that you want to adjust sweetness, definitely if you're using the sweet meat, because that makes an acorn look flat.
Mm.
They're a very gray colored, I think I've only got two of them in my garden, a gray colored squash. They're a medium size usually. I've had some that were pretty big, but for the most part they're a medium size, and the meat inside is 1.5 to 2 inches thick. They're very thick. So you're getting a lot out of it when you bake it. But I don't put any sweetener on it because there is so... You would normally, on sweet potatoes, put more sweetness on them. You would never put more sweetness. If you add sugar to sweet potatoes, you would never add sweet potatoes. And most people, granted, put sugar on the baked sweet potatoes, or marshmallows on top of the sugar.
I think sweet potatoes are sweet the way they are.
Well, I do too, but I just said most people are used to having that layered on top. Our tastes, all of our tastes are going to be very different from that. But the sweet meat is an exaggerated sweetness.
Cool.
Let me check. I've got to check it. Sorry. Okay. Thank you. We're headed to Las Vegas. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's supposed to get like 6 to 11 inches yesterday and today sometime. I'm not sure. But
okay.
They said all the towns are really snowing.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Did you guys all hear that? Sorry. Not used to working on the cell while on the call here. Should I be able to mute it fast enough?
So where are you?
Southern Oregon.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call after we get out of the mountains here. We're spotty.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to work too much before 7, and it was too late last night when we were...
Oh, that's okay.
...seeing interruptions on our way up, so... Anyway, well, I'm anxious. Did you guys decide, because you were talking about it, the size of the cooker that you need? Would a small one do it, or... Oh, I could get the bag down. I could do that.
2 cups of oats and 6 cups of water. I figure any size.
Maybe half and half, whatever.
Yeah.
You can use something other than that.
And then plus the pumpkin and everything, too, so...
Yeah. So you got 1 cup, 2 cups and 1 cup and 6 cups and 1 cup, 1 cup. Yeah. Probably your regular medium to large size would be good.
Yeah. Yeah. I might cut it down a little bit because I don't want it flopping all over the sides. Yeah. Of course, that if I do it overnight, that won't make a difference, so...
Oh, right. I may try to
do it. Do you think you could make this the regular way and just add it and so?
Yeah, if you had everything hot that was going in. See, I always, the added water that I put in mine when I add the grain, because I like to keep a lot of the moisture out of it, so I would leave part of the moisture out and even stir it in the morning in the form of hot water.
Yeah. I kind of make it dehydrated by the kind of finished, yeah.
Yeah, and then you add more when you heat it up.
Right.
Yeah, we do the same thing. So I could do that, well.
But it's okay to put the pumpkin in overnight, you think?
Yeah, I put the pumpkin in overnight.
Okay. On top of
it. Yeah, it would go into the flavor of it.
You know what else you can try spice to see if that does it.
There you go. Yeah.
This gives you some good vitamin A, I would imagine.
Yeah. You know, I think that is quite a bit runnier, so, but you can adjust your amount of liquid in it anyway.
Yeah, and it does congeal overnight anyway, whether you're cooking it in a slow cooker or sitting it on the stove.
If you were going to use the pumpkin pie mix in it, I would use more than a cup. I'd probably use the full can because it's not going to be as strong a pumpkin flavor either.
Assuming you really like a strong pumpkin.
Pardon?
Assuming you really like a strong pumpkin flavor.
Right. But the other thing is some of that's going to cook out, but the, just a second, I think I'm going to have to.
I don't know how big the cans of pumpkin are either.
Usually the cans are the same size. It's a lot more liquidy in the pumpkin.
Has left the conference.
I think that was sharp.
Well, but wasn't. We're sitting still right now. That's why I'm on the speaker.
No, I thought you stopped talking and then they said left the conference. We figured, I thought it was you.
No, I think it was just the interruption because I didn't take it off something. But anyway, there's more water. It's more liquidy in the pumpkin pie filling than, so there would be less pumpkin in it. But
they say not to use pie filling.
Right, but you said you could try it. You could.
No. I said use pumpkin pie spices. No, it says pie filling. In parentheses, very clearly, don't use pie filling.
Yeah, well, see, if you substituted that one also, what you'd end up with is using less water. And maybe the full can. I'd probably use the full can of pumpkin pie base, which would be 2 cups. Or 15 ounces, close to 2 cups.
Right.
One cup of the water.
To me, it doesn't have to be that exact either.
No. But, if you already had it on hand, I was thrilled because I already got a bunch of canned pumpkin that I don't tend to use because I haven't done that one making. Anyway, probably enough said about it, but that's not a good idea. We just got to play with the ideas of the different toppings on top. I'm trying to think of fresh fruit, and the only one I did still come up with was back to the apple. Because I like
pear.
Fresh fruit.
You could put a pear.
Well, pear, yeah. Pumpkin
and probably
pear.
Put some chia seeds in there.
Yeah, that would, yeah. Well, I get those in my smoothie, so.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the pear would be good, because pumpkin and pear are a combo.
Okay.
so that would be even better than the apple. And a nice crunchy fresh pear would be great. Actually, I've got one or two off our tree here. Down to one. No, one and a half. About ready.
Jenny, would you turn the fan on back there?
Sorry. You can't tell why we're stopped. The gas is finished. Anybody else have any other comments? No, it sounds like something different to try, so.
Anita, when I get to the computer again and we're stopped long enough to try and run that CD, I got them all copied off, and it's in the middle of one of them. You might get the whole thing.
That's fine.
But there's like six issues on, if they're run straight through without interruptions in power, like I had a couple of times. I don't remember what disc it was interrupted, but you might have up to six on one DVD.
Probably get some I haven't seen, so it would be good.
Okay. Well, I could always just let it run. I was going to try and figure out how to take it out.
Yeah.
But it's on the menu. It was on the menu, so you can always move to that track.
Okay, thanks.
Not a problem. And I don't know, since I haven't done this one before, how many or what the running speed is on it when it copies that many hours. I've never tried copying that many hours because the CDs are only supposed to the DVDs are only supposed to run, I thought, an hour and 20 minutes. And I would end up, that would mean that it would be 6 hours on that. Now, I might even have a trouble transferring it. Well, I'll get Steve on the phone. He probably knows the shortcut around it if I do. He's still there eavesdropping on it. I've never quite...
I'm not into very good with the DVD, CD stuff. I've never had a good enough program or a computer that was compatible with what I...
Well, I even hauled a new program down that might have the stuff on there to do that, but, and I definitely doubt that Dennis has tried that one, but I know what I'm remembering is a DVD that I purchased from, it's going to be interesting. I purchased from McDougal that had about 6 hours on it, I believe. So there obviously is a way of doing it, and it recorded 6 hours onto it.
Yeah, well, you can compress it. You can compress it, but you have to have special programs to do it.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. Okay, so maybe... Oh, well, that's obviously what my machine did. But then transferring it onto another, I don't know. I can't process this right now.
most of the programs like that that McDougal or those guys have put out are usually copyrighted and have anti-copy stuff in them, so that makes it difficult. McDougal's one that I had. I actually have a program that. Supposedly goes around that. I didn't say that, but I'm telling you. But you have to, you either have to buy a long play DVD, which are way expensive and harder to find. And they're a double sided DVD, or they're a double layered DVD, which that DVD, if it's playing 6 hours, has to be a double-layered one. And you don't normally see those for sale, so you don't buy the double layer, you just buy the single layer.
Ah.
So that's why they only handle 4 meg instead of 8 meg, or 4 gigs instead of 8 gigs.
Okay, so there's another way of doing it, and that's only copying certain chapters or tracks. But I've done that once accidentally. I stumbled on how to do it, but I'm not sure I remember how to do it. I've got Roxio in, which is the simplified Roxio that they put in. And I've got Media Player, which I hate because I'm so used to using Roxio.
I've got Roxio, too.
Okay, have you ever tried to copy just chapters?
No. I just used that when I was copying from a 8mm disc once, just a tape one time.
Oh, okay. All right. So did you have a comment on that, Steve?
No. I was wondering what version you had.
Yeah, well, the Roxio, it's a basic one that they install when you get the, maybe I installed it, but anyway, it's not a very sophisticated version, but I've got the big version, so, to put in, I just don't know that I want to take up that much space on my notebook computer, but.
Right.
Anyway, I'll get off this subject and boring everybody else who's trying to be here for something else. My issue to figure out. I did hear beginnings and endings, like when they tell you what's coming on the program, on the Oz program, and I will encourage any of you that don't have time to listen to it. Actually, I found that there was another time that it was on. It's on channel 302, which don't play with the TV, so I never go there. But if you've got cable or satellite or something, you can probably find other times that might be convenient or do what I'm doing, that's copy them off to replay. But the information that I was overhearing tidbits, and I know Nancy's really good about giving us that, but you can only give out so much, and a lot of times little things that apply to you to where you are now or who you're dealing with will hit your hotspot at the time, and yet it's not going to be overall stuff that, you know, everybody's going to be excited about. So worth the while. It's that I had to change a habit, still have to work on it, that if I'm going to sit down and go brain dead, I can actually go brain dead on that and just listen to it and maybe pick up something that's of value rather than just mesmerized by a dumb program on TV that's of no value to me except entertainment, if you want to call that value. So I would like to jump into the other category, you know, just even a low-level brain food in. Not calling his low-level, but if you're only half there with it, you could always go back and hear it again.
Interestingly, I did watch most of yesterday's program, and he started out the first probably good 20 minutes at least talking about one of the most abused procedures is a heart stent. And here he is, a cardiothoracic surgeon, saying that it is so overdone, and there are only two reasons to have it. If you are experiencing or about to experience a heart attack or are in pain. Otherwise, the benefits do not outweigh the risk. And you really, it does not prolong your life.
I believe that because they plugged back up again. So.
Yeah. It was a very interesting eye-opener.
I'll make sure I watch that at 11. And you know what I'm thinking now, is this right or wrong, Nancy? You might have more insight on when you say it's of no value. Is that because they go right back to eating the way they did?
Bingo. He mentioned that. He did say, you know, the problem is, too, that first of all, it's a very easy, simple procedure in general, and then people go back to the same way they were living. He did mention that. Lifestyle.
If they did a study on the fact that they put one in and then they immediately changed the way they were eating.
As well as exercise.
As well as exercise, thank you.
Lifestyle, he said.
Pardon?
Lifestyle,
yeah. If their lifestyle changed to what it should be, then maybe it would be of value. And if the cardiologist used some life-threatening comments at that point that would really jar them into doing it. If they were trained to put the words behind it as what you risk, maybe not living through the heart attack and getting another stent put in time, I will tell you, like,
this would be equivalent, the equivalent to what the OBGYN said, and when he told me if I didn't care about my baby's life or mine, keep on eating the way I had been. That was all it took to jar me into taking seriously my weight. Now, did I know how to eat? No, I didn't really know how to eat like I do today, but at least it got the weight off, which was life-threatening also in another form, or many other forms, actually. So I am still grateful for his comments, of course, even though the rest of the knowledge wasn't there. That would be another interesting thing to pose. Probably off the record, he would validate exactly what we're saying.
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. In fact, if you want me to, I can quickly run through their four questions. If a stent is recommended, that you ask your doctor. Number one, is the blockage life-threatening?
Okay, one is blockage life-threatening.
Number two, does the test confirm blockage is significant? And they should be doing an ultrasound or a stress test. And a lot of times, most of the times, it sounds like they do not. That'll show if the heart's getting enough blood, and if it isn't, where it's not getting enough. Fewer than half of the patients had a stress test first to see if they needed the stent. And he said, that's ludicrous. He said, that really bothers me. Third question, what will happen if I don't get the stent? They stabilize if patients are having a large heart attack or chest pain at rest. And the chest pain is not responding to meds. And number four, would meds alone work just as well? And they often do. And the three medications he mentioned were blood pressure, cholesterol, or aspirin. And he said aspirin thins the blood and can help dissolve a clot. And if you cannot talk to your doctor about these four questions, you need a second opinion. The stent does not protect you from a heart attack, but he also said that he's strong on this his new kick, lose 10 this year, and he has there's a free bracelet you can call or email or whatever to get one. If you lose 10 pounds, you lower your risk of a heart attack. Are you ready for this one, guys? 50% if you're a 200-pound or less woman. 50%.
If 200 pounds...
or less.
200...
if you weigh less 200 or fewer pounds, you lower your risk of a heart attack by 50% if you lose 10 pounds.
That's for women.
Yeah.
Highest risk, 50%.
And I can't believe that it doesn't affect men.
And that weight might be a little higher for men.
Right.
By 50%. Wow.
Yeah. He's on this blue 10 kick right now.
What was the second question, Nancy, real quick?
Does the test confirm the blockage is significant? Using an ultrasound or a stress test, or sometimes both. And they'll show if the heart is getting enough blood, and if it's not, where it is not getting enough. And he showed how they, he had a visual of threading a stent in through the artery or vein, whichever.
So what is the risk factor of the stent? Do you give that of having one put in?
No, it's a simple procedure, it really is. Although, when they were doing it on a patient live on the table, this is when the doctors all get quiet because that's the big moment where is it in place and is it doing what it needs to do and is blood going to flow through again.
Okay.
But no, it did not give any risk factor with it.
And of course, that could be based on how strong was the heart at the point to take the. I mean, there'd be a whole bunch of different things.
Sure.
I mean,
right, but a doctor should give you risk versus benefit is one of the reasons to be doing something.
Right. Wow. Well, guys, that was great, Nancy. Thank you. Just lots more. Oh, let me mix up our things here before you move. I'm going to need to run, and we're at time anyway, so past time probably, because I probably started the recording and I was late getting on. So anyway, thanks, guys, for all the input, and we'll talk soon.
Safe travel, Shara. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll be on tomorrow. So anyway, have a great one. Make it a great one. Decide for it.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.